Hey, Al, you got a couple of people interested down here in particle clouds now. And first of all, we'd like to have you verify that you saw particles all the way until you went into the shadow. I certainly believe you did. You were telling me about them just as you were in that position. And likewise, if you have a chance at sunrise tomorrow, where you're in that same position, with the sun illuminating you but not the background, could you see if there is any remaining signs of those particles?
Okay, be glad to. Now, as far as how long I saw them, I saw them as long as the spacecraft was still in sunlight. However, I was beyond the terminator, surface terminator, and right now, looking out the window, I don't see any of them.
Okay, fair enough. And I got some words for you on that bad attitude that we had on the oblique mapping camera photography this morning. Evidently, we sent you up the right attitude angles, but somehow or other we had a slightly erroneous Omicron. And the actual photographs, I think we were something like 10 or 15 degrees off attitude, were perfectly good. No problem there. But we have gone through the flight plan and made sure in the future that we will have the proper Omicron and everything will be right on the nose. Just in case you was wondering what in the heck went wrong that time. And I have a TEI-37, anytime you have time to copy it.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, Carl, go ahead with the TEI-37.
Say again, Al.
Go ahead with your TEI-37, Pat.
Roger, TEI-37, SPS, GNN, 37350, plus 060, plus 101, 151, 00, 1743, plus 29791, minus 07452. Minus 02433 180 109 349. The rest is NA. Ullage, two jets for 17 seconds, 17 seconds. And the longitude at TIG is minus 179.52. That's all.
Okay, understand TEI-37, SPS, GNN, 37350, plus 060, plus 101, 151, 00, 1743, plus 29791, minus 07452, minus 02433, 180, 109er, 349er, two jet, 17 seconds, longitude of TIG is minus 179er, 0.52.
That's all correct.